no, why am I not happy if this is correct? So going back to your answer, the I that we think we are is the shadow. That's why it changes. It goes from this side of the tree, the back of the tree, the side of the tree, the up of the tree, the down of the tree, and it's on the dirt. Who we really are is the one that we did not focus on, therefore it was not visible anymore. Now what are we doing? We're focusing in the trunk and the roots of the tree. The shadow is beginning to be irrelevant. The shadow does not so much needs to be vanished even. But we know the quality of shadow. Who, one of you or two of you yesterday said to me, now I know, you were saying, now I know the quality of Maya. I can't get fooled by it. Why? Because we looked in. Instead of looking there, we're looking to this. And the tree is the one that is the strongest standing there. That's the difference.
And all these ups and downs that happen to us is because we don't really know who we are.
Yes, ups and downs is happening to your shadow, but you are hypnotized by this shadow because you didn't look anywhere for many lifetimes but that. So if you look at something like this closely, then every movement it does, you say, oh my God, I moved again. Oh, you know, I'm going back of the again, I'm coming forward again. And so this is what the mesmerizing comes. This is where the brainwash took place, these two eyes. And then we go to a single eye. What is single eye? These two are shut. You don't have to shut it. I'm talking about you can look at those flowers and have your eyes shut. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the seer. You're looking, but you're really not looking. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you know this is not permanent and this is not real. So all your attention goes inwardly. In that, there is freedom because you are not bound by every movement of the tree. You are the tree. You are the movement. And just the fact that it took us many, many incarnations, I said took us, it's just a matter of talk, in illusion. It took us many, many lifetimes. It takes some time to unwind again, to go backwards, to go backwards. That's why dedication is so important, to have dedication.
I have a lot of dedication in the way I see it here, but I feel like I get the benefit of it.
Yes.
Using the dedication, I mean, I don't know.
Yes. Yes. Dedication is not, I'm not saying dedication to me. I'm saying dedication to this path.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Dedication. And each person is different, Tony. But I tell you something, that as deep of understanding as you have, that's why you're here. And still it's hard to explain the taste of a sugar unless somebody has taken the sugar. You know what I'm trying to say? So you might have taken the sugar in the form of honey. But you can only describe honey taste, if that's even possible. So yes, you can absolutely benefit from the truth. But how can I explain the benefit of something else that is mind-blowing if someone has not partaken the sugar yet? Do you know what I'm saying? Is it necessary to have the sugar? No. Is it going to make you absolutely aware of something you've never been aware of? Yes. Is it necessary in a man's path? Most of them, no. Why, I don't know. I mean, Richard is totally in love with Baba. And as you're in love with Mihaila, it's the same thing. But unless you taste what I'm saying, it's hard to describe it and the effect that it does. You can very well see that divinity as you do with Mihaila and taste it. But still, you will see what I'm saying when you experience, if that's what needs to be done. Have you benefited with your own realization? Absolutely. And it might never be necessary for you. I don't recommend it to everybody, and there are some people that just happens to them. It's not something that you put a needle in somebody's arms and give it to them. It's their destiny to experience that. And you might be experiencing it in a different way, which is just as valid as anything else. Just as valid.
Is that not like the hammer strokes maybe previously he's had the love?
No, he still has the love.
No, but I meant, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess the taste is in the pudding. If he is in touch and he's benefiting, as I know he is, and he sees the changes, that's all he's needed. I was just explaining the other people, but it's not must. It's not a must. You can have it in many other ways.
Uh-huh. Are you talking about the love or the dedication?
Both.
The love automatically dedicates you in a way.
Yeah.
I was just thinking
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I must have some dedication here.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. And some of the loves are weird. I tell you why. Sometimes I tell Richard, I say, what happened to my love? I used to love so much. And then I used to complain like this to him. I don't have much compassion. What happened to my compassion? One day I was sitting and feeling sorry. What happened to my love? Because my love was a lot of love. I realized everything I do is out of love. You know? It is not that type of love, but every time I'm available, day and night, is because of that love. So that is how it is with you. Always ready to give. That's love. It's a different form of love. And the more you love, the more you have dedication to that love. Because it gives you joy. Indirectly gives you joy. Like serving Mihaila gives you joy. Why? Because there is love.
It's a perfect mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said on Tuesday that when we love, even the highest love on the worldly level or whatever, it's because it gives satisfaction to the self.
Yeah.
So why not just cut out the middleman and just love
the self. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Impossible until it happens automatically. It's the best. Yeah.
Is that the highest desire in this path?
Yeah, we were talking about desire some time ago. The desire, it needs to be fulfilled. There is not a desire that will not be fulfilled. In other dimension of life, you can think of something and it will be in your hand. You are the creator of your own desire. Here, the imprisonment is too real, so it takes longer for the desire to be fulfilled. The reason Baba can create things, because there is no barriers for him. He knows that what he thinks also creates. They are in the same realms of existence. So, this is the place to fulfill desire and also to make you miserable. Because every desire has its consequence. And if it's not timely, it's even worse. Your desire can be fulfilled 3 lifetimes from now, and you're not ready to fulfill, and some of them we are ready. So the best desire is for something that doesn't have opposite. That is the highest. But no one can desire that until we are ripened. So look how fortunate we are. Now, another thing you have to realize is that once you're after self-recognition, play the game. Enjoy life. Enjoy life to the fullest. You know, go and come. Take trips. Tony knows how many times I have asked him to go on a trip. Forget it. Don't take life seriously. How much do you want to work? Go and enjoy your big home. Enjoy your Iranian carpet. Enjoy your jewelry. Because you can't be fooled anymore. That's a true enjoyment. You see, people have $10 billion, still that dollar means a dollar to them. They're fooled. You know? We can't be fooled anymore. So we have jewelry we wear. We want to have plastic surgery, go for it. I won't, but you can.
You go to the hospital and visit us.
Yes, I come and visit you. No, I like to get old. There is, it's in every, everything that happens to the body is auspicious. Even the law of gravity. Now, so we're not here. You go to some of the metaphysical places, the New Age places, they wear weird clothes, they act weirdly, they hug weirdly. Truth is all about love, all about the heart. If your heart say, throw yourself on the ground, who the hell is somebody says not to? Throw yourself on the ground. If it says, stand up straight, do that. If you're smoking, drinking, having sex, do it knowingly. Do it knowingly. Know who you are and then play the games in this world. We don't want to pretend. I don't know too many people in my position that would dress like me or act like me or still not change anything in their life. Nilufar has been my cousin all my life, you know. Of course, she's younger. But she have seen, I never changed. For a while when I was gaga gugu for Baba, I would have incense coming out of my hair and his picture hanging from my clothes, and I loved it. I was crazy, yes, for him, for God, why not? If you're gonna get crazy, you might as well be for God. So we have a centric, good for her. You know, we're not changing anything from outside. We're cleaning inside. That's the bottom line. Bottom line, we're not emphasizing prostitution. No. It's far better to be a decent person than indecent. No, I'm not saying that. But, you know, very rarely you come across a place where